WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Hey, good morning.
Go.
Listen, you know what? Vanilla Ice is doing a 4th of July concert.
I saw that. Dude, come on, man. I read the quote from him.
We didn't have coronavirus in the 90s, bro. That's what he said.
Yeah, his quote, it makes no sense. Back in the 90s, we had Nintendo, and it was just like, what does that have to do with anything? You're still going to have a show that is not safe for people.
You didn't have coronavirus in the 90s. Well, it's not the 90s.
It's not the 90s, bro. It's literally a long ways from that. We're 20 years removed from the last year of the 90s, for God's sake.
Here's the thing, though. If you throw Vanilla Ice in there with four Ninja Turtles, I might have to.
I might have to go, too. $30 ticket, I'll pay that all day. Anyway, folks, let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Special Light Indicator and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door and you go to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Special Light, right here in Southwest Michigan. Mm-hmm. Okay, so for all the Karens out there, anybody who's going to get upset about this is all satire. We're just joking around. Of course, we want you to be safe with your fireworks. I have to put that disclaimer on there so I don't get an email.
Well, here's why we did this topic, so you can know how dangerous these things are. So you go out there and you practice safe firework shooting.
Safety. Safe firework safety. So your topic for today, what's your bad firework safety tip? Mine is that after you chug your beer, it makes a great holder for your bottle rocket.
Isn't that why they're called bottle rockets?
Exactly. It's in the name, for God's sakes. You know? So you chug that beer, you put the stick inside the bottle, you light it, you hold it out, and you yell, America! And then it's just perfect for it. Grandma, no.
My bad firework tip is just through experience. I can't lie. I'm not going to lie. Not experience through myself, but through my mother. My mother loves telling this story, and she would tell us basically every 4th of July as kids because it's a good tip. It really is, because it's terrible if it happens. My cousin had a dog named Gator, and Gator was a pit bull. He was a sweet dog. Loved the dog. Loved the dog to death. And he didn't die in this certain occasion, but 4th of July, of course, we're out there throwing fireworks around. What does Gator do? He likes to retrieve things. So one of the kids in the group launched a firework, a pretty big one, if you will, and it blew up in his mouth. Gator is now deaf. He can't hear much. He's fine. Nothing happened to his mouth because it was sticking out of his mouth, if you know what I mean. Yep. He was holding onto the stick. Boom! That thing blew. Yeah, so Gator in his left ear isn't. So if there's dogs around, they don't like fireworks regardless because they're loud. But if there's a dog around that really doesn't mind them, he's going to retrieve it.
Oh, yeah. A dog that has learned to fetch, maybe just tie him up for a bit. You know, that might be smart.
Talk about like the instant butterflies. Like everybody knew what was happening as it was happening. No. And you can't catch a dog. These things are lightning fast.
It just explodes. Gator, no!
Dude, it was bad. It was one of those where, like, my mom was telling me, she was like, everybody just, like, didn't want to watch it. You know, everybody kind of turned away, like, oh, God. And, like, everybody turned around at the same time expecting, like, the dog not to have a portion of its body.
See, I think that's a good tip. That's a good tip there.
Nobody wants that to happen. So there you go.
We got some great comments on Facebook. Jeff said his bad firework safety tip, relight duds using sparklers as a wick.
Oh, there you go.
I might have to try that one. Let's see. Don't bother bringing a cup to Brock's.
Or if you're Brock's family, just give kids a bunch of lit cigs.
Yeah, you'd be fine too. Lit cigarettes. That's just common sense. That's just good common sense.
Well, it's fireproof now. You can't.
Brandon's bad firework safety tip: don't bother bringing a cup to Brock's house to watch him light fireworks. Matt knows that one from the country station. You know what? Yeah. That wasn't my fault, though, okay? It wasn't my fault. I was safe. It was Ben that screwed it up on that one. Really, Ben's the one to blame.
You did. You had them all screwed down. So quick story short, Brock had a couple 2x4s full of mortar launchers or whatever, the tubes. Yeah. And he was smart. He screwed them down to the 2x4. Hence, that's why you get a effing 2x4. Well, our buddy Ben comes up. He got a brand new package of fireworks, just sets his tube on to the pre-existing 2x4 full of tubes.
Yeah.
So nobody knows that his isn't screwed down.
Nope.
So you just kind of assume if you bump it a little bit, nothing's going to happen. Well, his fell over. Well, and it shot the country guy, Matt Malone, right in the balls.
It went right towards the group of friends, hit Matt, like ricocheted off Kiki, I think, or something. And then everyone just scared.
Dude, it was one of those moments where like, who let it?
I was crying laughing. I was, it was so, once I realized everyone was fine, of course, you know, everyone's good.
Nah, you were like, we got the video. No, that's a lie, because we have the video and you're already laughing right after it happens. Bah!
It was pretty funny.
We do have that video. That's funny. Know, you can hear Max in the background.
Yeah, I got a good giggle out of that one. Let's see. Sherry, we'll do Sherry's and then we'll take a break. If it's a dud, make sure you immediately go pick it up and try and light it again. Great tip. Great tip. Oh, this thing went out. Don't worry. I'll get it, guys. Actually, send Gator to go get it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What is your bad firework safety tip? We got some more great ones. We come back. Stick around.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX.
Yo, ma.
Everything that rocks.
Oh, yeah. Add this to your 4th of July playlist.
Yeah, hell yeah. Living it up, Ja Rule.
Just get
all my ladies have been living it up, dude. Come on.
Monica!
Menage!
Good morning, everybody. 752. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Your topic of the day brought to you by Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor. What's your bad firework safety tip? All right, we don't want good tips here. We want bad tips. I like Stevens. He had a good one. Be sure to maintain a firm grip so it doesn't jump out of your hand. Now, you hold on tight, little Timmy.
The guy that lights, are you a guy that lights bottle rockets out of your hand?
Of course. Yeah. Of course I do. You kidding me? No, actually, my favorite thing to do with bottle rockets, though, is I'll break the stick off, and then I'll walk in between, like, a crowd of people. Like, you know, if you're at a barbecue or something like that, you break the stick off, you walk up to just a group of people talking, you light it, and you drop it in the middle of them, and then you just run.
Jesus. Let me tell a quick story about Brock. We were camping like a month ago, and we're guests at this campground, at this family campground where it's their property. So we go over by the other group. There's like 2-3 groups of campers, like, you know, the people that live there, blah, blah, blah. We were over here. So we're like, you know, maybe we should go over there and just kind of hang out with them for a little bit just because, we're the guests and we need you. So.
Hold on.
That
turned out to be a terrible idea.
It was a terrible idea.
Go on
terrible
with your
idea.
Story.
So we're going over there playing Flip Cup. And then Brock has – so I went and bust out these – they're called snappers on steroids. So it's those snappers that you throw on the ground. These are like snappers on steroids. It's
greatest thing ever.
They're a lot bigger. And so, like, throughout this game of Flippy Cup, Brock is, like, grabbing me out of his pocket and slamming them on the table. And they're loud. And, the third one he did, you could just tell, like, the whole group of people, they were like nobody was talking anymore. It was, like, real quiet, and they were just kind of looking over at us and then looking back. Dude, and then Brock did it one last time, and Kiki just lost it on Brock.
Everyone lost it on me.
Stop. Nobody is agreeing with this.
Your wife yelled at me. Everyone yelled at me, and I was like, first of all, let's lay this
it
out.
Was bad timing, Brock.
Before I get painted as the bad guy. One, we lit off some fireworks before. Two, no one said don't do it until the third time. If you didn't like it the first time,
it's okay.
Then tell me the first time. And third, it was a terrible idea to go over by these people in the first place. It would have been fine over top, but everyone got their panties in a bunch.
Top it off to make it even more awkward. After Brock getting yelled at, everybody was like, okay, let's pack up and go back to our own camp spot. Yeah. So it was like everybody like left in defeat. It was just... Yeah. We all look at Ben, we're like, dude, that was a terrible idea. Why did we even go over
there?
It
all started from the very beginning of us moving over there. So I don't feel bad about that one bit. If we would have been over by our campsite, not a peep would have been said. Nothing.
It doesn't help that you're the loudest guy at the campground either.
Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo. We're in the woods. We had some more.
You were mad, too. He was
mad. Well, it's just saying, everyone, it's like, oh, shut up. Jeez. You know what? If you didn't like it, say something the first time. Don't sit there and let it happen.
I was loving it. I just sat back and watched everybody yell at you and you yelling back.
So dumb. So dumb. More bad fireworks safety tips. Don't worry about, Blake had a good one. Don't worry about securing your larger fireworks to plywood or anything. The terror on your family's faces when it tips over and launches at them is half the fun. Amen to that, brother.
It's a popular mistake.
Let's see. David said, relax when shooting bottle rockets out of your butt.
Yeah, which we've done.
You don't want to hold that stick too tight. Let's see. Nick had a good one.
Here's what you do. Remember you're talking about lighting farts on fire?
Yeah.
So you do the bottle rocket, and you don't have to use the lighter. You just light a toot.
There you go. Perfect.
Lights the rocket.
That's double the show.
That's talent.
Nick had a good bad firework safety tip. Light them off indoors for an extra special show.
Oh, and it's louder.
You really get the full effect because it contains it a little bit better. Let's see. Jeff said, be sure to point them at whoever is dumb enough to stay around and watch. Nice. Nice. I like it. These are all terrible safety ticks. I love it. All right. We got to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show when we come back. Stick around.